I said, young man, pick yourself off the ground. I said, young man, 'cause you're in a new town. There's no need to be unhappy, young man. There's a place you can go. I said, young man, when you're short on your dough, you can stay there, and I'm sure you will find many ways to have a good time. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. They have everything for your men to enjoy. You can hang out with all the boys. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. You can get yourself clean. You can have a good meal. You can do whatever you feel.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are thrilled to have Melissa Morris with the Hastings Area YMCA in studio with us. And we know there are so many things going on always at the Y, but especially, I bet, the first part of the year.
Well, thanks so much for having me. We are very busy at the YMCA, and we're super excited to have so many people coming in from the community and utilizing our YMCA. But we're a busy place each and every
day. Did you see an uptick before the first of the year, or is it pretty much since the first?
We did see an uptick probably starting about November. We started seeing some of that cooler weather. But definitely now we have some people who are coming in for those New Year's resolutions, and the Y is a good place to start. So, yeah.
It absolutely is. So first of all, how can we learn more about the Y?
Well, you can certainly go to our website. So it's just ymcamn.org. And you can certainly check out and select the Hastings YMCA. Right now, we have a great enrollment opportunity. So it's a $0 enrollment fee. And you can certainly join the Y. Get in on that offer from now until January 16th is that $0 enrollment fee.
And when you say $0, I mean, that's pretty great, right?
Yeah, that's actually a $50 savings on that enrollment fee. And then obviously we work with many different insurance companies and corporate wellness partners to work with those, reducing those monthly membership fees as well. So a great time to join the Y. We have almost 100 different group fitness classes that are included with your membership fees, as well as the pool, the gym, which is being greatly utilized with basketball and pickleball and our youth sports programs. But people are definitely checking out our upstairs, our fitness center as well. We're going to be, we have great state-of-the-art equipment up there, and we're going to be getting some new equipment up there.
It seems like you just got new equipment.
Yes, Mo. We do get new cardio equipment about every 2.5 years.
Wow.
We're going to be getting some new strength training equipment as well here in 2020. So super excited about that. So just making sure that we always have some great equipment for everybody that wants to come in and utilize the Y.
And for people that are maybe a little intimidated by using equipment, there are people always
Absolutely.
Around to help you and personal trainers standing by, right?
Yes. We actually include a complimentary fitness solution is what we call it, but it's a great opportunity to sit down with one of our personal trainers at no cost, talk about some short-term goals, long-term goals, any limitations, and then they can definitely show you how to use about 4 to 5 different pieces of equipment just to kind of get you going on a good start. I always believe that if people feel comfortable, you're going to feel more confident, and then you're going to keep coming back and really just setting yourself up for success for those personal wellness goals.
Same thing, I suppose, as your classes. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people don't want to do group fitness because they feel like they'll be the only one that doesn't know the routine, or perhaps you haven't exercised for a while, but there are different levels, right?
Yeah, there certainly are different levels. There's different classes and opportunities. All of the different class schedules are online, as well as those descriptions. So if you're kind of wondering, what are those classes? You can certainly check out the descriptions online. Another thing that we have great right now online is that you can certainly check out, there's about 8 different small videos. So if you are new to the Y or new to going to a group fitness class, and you're wondering, what is this body pump class about? You can watch this short 30-second video. It's just a YouTube video. And you can watch that video to help prep you for that class. It's going to show you things like how to put weight on your bar. If you're going to a group cycle class, you can watch a short 30-second video on how to adjust the seat or adjust the pedals. So it just is going to one more tool that you can utilize so that you are feeling confident and comfortable when you're first going to those classes.
Wow.
So, and those would vary anywhere from our water fitness classes to, like I said, body pump, group cycle, all those types of things. So there's a couple different videos out there online as well.
You know, your water fitness classes are so popular year-round, I know, mm-hmm. but this is a perfect time to try them out, isn't it?
Yes. You know, it's always warm in the Y. And it might be cold outside, but it's warm inside.
And your pool water, I know, is pretty warm.
Yeah, our pool water is kept about 86 to 88 degrees, so it's definitely a warm water pool. And so it's great for those water fitness classes. We also have some water arthritis classes, as well as our swimming lessons. We do have swimming lessons that we have space still available. Those will be starting off. Our next session starts this coming Monday. And so we're super excited to kick off our first session of the year for swimming lessons. And those will be starting on Monday. They run for 7 weeks. And people can come on into the Y and get registered for those. Or you can certainly do that online as well.
Who's the oldest person that has learned to swim? Not their name,
ooh,
but how old are they, do you think?
That's a great question, Mo. We do have several adults that are taking swimming lessons. And if you are choosing to do like personalized swimming lessons, just one-on-one. I know I have a gentleman, he comes, I want to say it's on Thursday nights, and he's in his 60s and he does learn to swim at the Y. So it's a great opportunity for people to be able to still learn some of those life skills at any age.
Melissa, tell us about what you do at the Y, please.
Well, Mo, I am the membership director, so I wear many different hats there. I will certainly help get people registered for membership at the YMCA. We love to have so many people utilizing this YMCA that is so wonderful to have in this great community, as well as just helping people to kind of manage their accounts if they have any questions, if they want to make changes to their accounts as well, as well as just getting out here and doing these fun things and promoting the Y in our community as well.
So you actually will help people in person.
Of course.
Yes,
of course.
Which is nice because a lot of people, it's hard for them to navigate some mm-hmm. of this over the phone or over the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yep, of course. You can always come on in. We have a great member service desk that are always there and ready to help people when they're coming into the YMCA.
So what are some of the other things that are coming up?
Well, some of the really big thing that we are very busy with right now would be our Forever Well program, which is for our seniors. We are very busy right now getting people all registered. As you may know, a lot of people change up their insurance at the beginning of the year. So we have a lot of people who are coming in to check out their insurance. We have about 40% of our membership base is actually seniors in this Hastings and surrounding community. So that's quite a large number for us. And so we really want to do our best to engage with our members.
And you have a lot of people over the age of 80. Tell us about that.
Yeah, yeah. One of the very fun things that we like to do is we have an octogenarian party every October, where essentially we come and we celebrate all of our members that are 80 plus years old. And we actually had over 120 people come this past October.
Isn't that inspiring?
Yes, yes. These people are amazing. They're coming to the Y for classes. They're socializing with others. They're just getting out of their homes. And that is what is important, that they are living active lives. But if people are kind of wondering whether or not their insurance is eligible for a free membership through whether it would be Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, there's also a program called Renew Active, and that is through AARP and United Healthcare. So there's many different supplement insurance programs that do qualify for people for actually a free membership to the YMCA for those that are on Medicare and then have that supplemental insurance. So we can always help them through that process of checking to see if they are indeed eligible for coming to the Y at no cost to them.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, yeah.
So right now you are seeing a lot of that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We are. And so just people kind of changing up some of their insurance and just double checking to see, you know, if they're still eligible or if they're switching insurance and switching programs, but yes, indeed, still eligible for those free memberships. So we'd love to see more people come on in the doors for that.
Is 40%, is that kind of normal for a Y, or is that
that's a little bit on the higher end for some of our Y's in our association. And so we are really thankful to have such a great supportive community here in Hastings. So,
very dedicated people,
yeah,
too.
Absolutely,
I know.
Absolutely. So they get to do lots of fun things. So that'll be a fun time. But you know, a lot of different events and activities that our seniors are doing. We're also doing some service projects, making blankets, things like that too. So as well as we offer a breakfast bunch once a month. And then we just have just good old-fashioned fun game day. So lots of fun different activities for our seniors to do, as well as all those great classes that we have going on too.
And you have a place where people can just kind of gather and have coffee.
We do.
And I know people bring snacks in. And
yes. We have, you know, some people choose to just socialize in the lobby, but we do have a multi-purpose room that we do offer coffee in. And sometimes people will bring little goodies to share as well. But it's just really that nice social aspect that people can come, get out of their homes once again and just have that social aspect for them and have a cup of coffee and see what's happening with others. So,
and studies have shown that that's an important piece of being healthy, isn't it?
It absolutely
socializing
is.
With other people.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we've seen statistics that show that isolation that can really you know, impair people. And so we really want people to be active. And so that's one of the things that we're trying to do is just create a welcoming atmosphere so that people can come on into the Y. We also have just a volunteers. People can certainly volunteer for different things for that particular age group as well. And we have some ride shares. So people are, this time of year, it's been hard for people to get rides with mobility issues to the Y. And so we have kind of some volunteers who are helping with some of that too. So that's great to see. So yeah.
That is great to see. So that's our senior group,
yeah,
which is great.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
Well, Mo, it is that time to start thinking about summer.
I have been thinking about summer since September.
Yeah.
Regretting it, and now I'm looking forward to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, as crazy it may seem, our YMCA Day Camp Spring Lake, which is just So day camp, actually, registration opened yesterday.
Oh, my
gosh. So it's very crazy to think about that. But right now, we do have some great savings. So if people want to hop online and join, hop online and sign up for some of those weeks of summer already, they can actually get $20 off
and that's,
each week if they do that now.
Okay.
So,
that's
super
the thing
great
to do
that.
Is to sign up early, because a lot of your classes, I know, they fill up very quickly.
Yep. And so they can save $20 off of each week of camp. And that's just kind of a sale that runs from now until the end of the month. And so we're just super excited about camp. Queen Bee.
I love her.
She wants me to tell you hello.
Amy Rowan, the best ever.
Yes. She wanted me to highlight just a couple of new camps.
Oh,
too.
I want to hear them, please.
So we have the new one is called Fish, Frogs, and Forts Camp. Doesn't that sound fun?
Oh, it does.
That's for kids grades 1 through 3. And so we're going to be offering that June 8th, July 6th, and August 10th. And so really they're doing a lot of with the environmental ed piece with that particular specialty camp. So, you know, building forts, playing, you know, baiting and fishing and all that kind of good stuff as well. And then they're doing an outdoor games camp. So that's pretty doing some outdoor camp games. So that's great.
What are some of the games?
It's like they're going to be doing like Gaga, Nine Square, Flag Football, and just kind of some other field games they're going to be doing. Some things that are going to help promote self-esteem and teamwork and things like that. And then another thing we're going to be doing new this year, it's a teen artist camp. And that's going to be for grades 7 through 9 this summer. And so, you know, just kind of looking at self-expression, just being creative at art camp. And so I think that'll be kind of a really cool new thing for us too.
Yes.
So, so we are just super excited. Buses are running all over this place and bringing kids out to camp.
Well, explain how easy that is for parents. I've participated in those camps before with our kids, and it really is easy. You drop them off at the Y in Hastings.
Absolutely. We have a couple different bus stops. We do actually have one at the Hastings YMCA, so parents can drop their kids off at the Y, and then we will bus them out to camp. For those people like in the Prescott or surrounding areas, you can also drop off at Malone Intermediate, and we'll have a bus go there and pick up and bring to camp, as well as over in that West St. Paul and Eagan areas, we have buses that are bringing kids from those areas, Rosemont as well, bringing them out to camp. It's such a magical place out there at Spring Lake, and so it's just amazing to see how many kids are coming out. You know, you're looking at 150 kids a week that are experiencing camp and getting outside, out in the outdoors, and really just interacting, gaining new friendships, building self-esteem, and again, being outside at a wonderful place. So
getting your vitamin D.
That's absolutely right.
Yes. So how do we go about registering, please?
They actually have a website. It's daycampspringlake.org. And so you can certainly head on over to that website. It's going to have descriptions of all of the different camps, as well as the busing information, costs, and things like that. So daycampspringlake.org would give you all of that information for day camp. So we're super excited about that.
Love it.
Yeah. So we're just, you know, same old things we got going on. We are always still offering youth nights. We have one on the 23rd, I do believe it is, this month. We have birthday parties. So if you want to not have all kinds of kids at your own house when you're having birthday parties, bring them over to the Y. We'll set it up. We'll clean it up. No mess at your house. And we can certainly do pool parties, activity parties, gym parties, so kind of a big combination. So those are great opportunities at the Y as well, especially in the winter. It's a great place to kind of come and do that as well. But yeah, some really fun things. We're still taking registration. Our youth sports are kicking off this coming Monday. We're offering basketball, dodgeball, and we're also being spots are also still open in our volleyball winter session as well. So
is that co-ed volleyball?
The volleyball, this particular one, is actually for girls, but a lot of our things are co-ed. Our basketball, we have a girls basketball program and a boys basketball league, so really just a great opportunity for youth in the community to come in, and that can be for members or non-members can certainly participate in all of those youth sports programs too.
You know, explain that, because just like these day camps, they're open to everybody.
Absolutely. So, you know, of course, we'd love to have people join the Y and be members, but certainly we recognize that people who aren't members can certainly participate in those youth sports programs as well. And so not necessary to be a member to participate in swimming lessons or youth sports or our summer programs such as day camp or you know, summer power and things like that, too.
I can't believe we're talking about the summer.
I know. It's crazy. Yeah. But yeah, certainly lots of things happening at the Y. You know, we do have some group training classes. So if people are wanting kind of a jump start, you know, some things to get them going on those New Year's resolutions, we do have some group training classes. Those would have an additional fee attached to those, because those are small groups with a certified personal trainer. Things like kettlebell, ropes, knockout, wave, Pilates reformer classes. So those registrations are all taking place now as well. And so those would be happening starting actually next week as well, is when we're kicking off a lot of our different classes and opportunities at the Y. So
very exciting.
Wonderful. Yes.
It is. Great to see you.
Yes. Thank you,
Mo. Thanks, Melissa. Yeah. Melissa Morris with the Hastings Area YMCA. Do visit them now. There is zero enrollment fee going on until the 16th of January. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings. Mm-hmm.